It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. Singing Rambos, Dottie Rambo with I'm Gonna Wake Up in Glory. And what a great song to get the gospel trail underway today. Released on their album, Soul in the Family, in 1972, Dottie Rambo wrote more than 8,000 songs, and she's co-author on this one. Buck and Dottie Rambo came out of Dawson Springs, Kentucky. They were known as the Gospel Echoes. At age 12, their daughter Reba joined them, and that's when they became known as the Singing Rambos, one of the most successful gospel trios of the 20th century. In 2001, they were inducted into the Gospel Music Association's Hall of Fame. And friends, I hope you're all in top ship shape today, and welcome to the program. I've three new artists for you, and a few favorites as well. A couple weeks ago, you heard Marvin Morrow for the first time. Marvin Morrow came out of Wayne County, Tennessee, and his wife, Vernell Clark, from Franklin County, Alabama. In 1975, Marvin accepted the call of God into the ministry, and he became an ordained minister. And in 1996, his first album was titled, The Bible is True After All. This would be the first of 16 albums. Marvin and Vernell are evangelists and operate Old Ship Ministries. Dr. Ralph Stanley recorded a few of their songs. Marvin and Vernell Morrow have for us the Hazel Hauser song, Praying. We normally associate this song with Fern Gosden, and then it's a request for Sharon. It's my version of This World Is Not My Home.
Not long ago, I was thinking of home, and I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door.
She was praying.
Walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the trouble I'd known. I had not noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air.
They were sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear.
Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could just picture them down. This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the moon. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother over in the glory land. I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me by heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints in every hand are shouting victory.
Their songs as sweet as praise drift back on heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. No, I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
A song for Sharon, yours truly with This World Is Not My Home. Praying was by Marvin and Vernell Morrow and their evangelist from Nashville. Charlie's Picture by Porter Wagner was issued on his 1971 album, Simple As I Am. Writers are Frank Dykus and Larry Kingston. RCA decided Charlie's Picture was strong enough to be released as a single. In 1971, it peaked at number 15 on the charts for 13 weeks. And it also appeared at number 116 on the pop charts. One of those songs where you're compelled to listen to each and every word. After Porter, it's a guy that I'm sure everyone in Truro knows. There's no finer person than Country Bill Huey. Where Do I Go From Here was written by a great Canadian songwriter, Ray Griff. And friends, here's Porter Wagner with Charlie's Picture.
A wino we called Charlie had a picture that he wore around his neck up on a chain. But you couldn't see the face in Charlie's picture. Just long brown hair and a poem in the frame. We tried and tried to see old Charlie's picture, but we couldn't even tempt him with the wine. His shaky hands would tightly grip the picture, and he'd recite the poem one more time.
You graced this frame, the picture of perfection.
While I'm the perfect picture of disgrace.
And upon your name I swear, until I'm worthy,
I forbid my eyes to look upon your face. Old Charlie froze to death one Sunday morning. We found him, and I guess you know the rest. Someone removed the poem from his picture, and the chilling truth lay framed upon his chest. As I knelt down beside his body, the picture lay there before my anxious eyes. And with trembling lips, I whispered the words of Charlie's poem. As I stared into the face of Jesus Christ,
you graced this frame. Picture of perfection.
While I'm the perfect picture of disgrace.
And upon your name I swear, until I'm worthy,
I forbid my eyes to look upon your face.
Where do I go from here? What faith is drawing near? Touch my heart and guide my lips in prayer. Through the grace of God alone. I'll cast aside these fears I've known and lift myself from the depths of deep despair. Lead me through the darkness and through each gloomy day. Take my hand, O precious Lord, and help me on my way. Give me strength that I might find abiding faith and peace of mind. And I won't ask, where do I go from here? Lead me through the darkness and through each gloomy day. Take my hand, O precious Lord, and help me on my way. Give me strength that I might find abiding faith and peace of mind. And I won't ask, where do I go from here? No, I won't ask, where do I go from here?
Everybody's friend there from Truro, Country Bill Huey with a Ray Griff song, Where Do I Go From Here? A great job, Bill. Charlie's Picture by Porter Wagoner is one of those songs, once you hear it, you most likely will never forget it. One of those cut-you-to-the-bone stories. My friend Bob Kelly from Staples, Ontario is next. He wrote this one, Ask Me Brother I Was There, and this is going out to Fred and Audrey Eisner and Lance. Bob Kelly's CD is When the White Lilies Bloom, and Bob wrote all 10 songs. And friends, another great entered Hillbilly Heaven back on August the 18th, 2023. Vernon Oxford was 82. Born in Arkansas, he grew up in Wichita, Kansas. He had a love for the music of Hank Williams and recorded many of Hank's songs. A hard honky-tonk singer, signed by RCA in 1965, his style was a tad too country for the times. But traditional country music fans loved his songs. His songs didn't chart, so RCA dropped them. He caught a break when British audiences discovered them. In 1974, RCA issued his recordings in Britain, and they re-signed him to the label. And this time, several singles charted in the United States. In the Shadows of My Mind, Your Wanting Me Is Gone, The Redneck National Anthem, Clean Your Own Tables, Only the Shadows Know, and Redneck Roots. He was actually much, much bigger in the United Kingdom than he ever was in the United States. He was always popular with traditional country music audiences. After Bob Kelly sings Ask Me Brother I Was There, it's Vernon Oxford with I Feel Like Travelin' On.
Yeah. And ye wear a crown of thorns and a cloak of scarlet red. Ask me, brother, I was there. When they rolled away the stone, he had risen like he said. Ask me, brother, I was there. Ask me, brother, I was there.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9. Bob Kelly from Staples, Ontario, Ask Me, Brother, I Was There, and that was one of over 200 songs Bob has written. And you heard Vernon Oxford with I Feel Like Travelin' On. In 1981, Vernon Oxford became a born-again Christian dedicated to gospel music. He continued to record and tour in Britain. He was also an actor. He appeared in A Thing Called Love, starring River Phoenix, and the 1980 film Coal Miner's Daughter, the Loretta Lynn story. The next song is for Simone Lorette from Amherst, and Simone has been listening to the gospel trail since day one. And Simone, I should have a medal or something for you, but all I can offer is a big thank you. And I offer you this great song by Larry Sparks, one called I Don't Regret a Mile. I know it's one of your favorites, and it's one of mine too. Then it's a request for Kenny Niles and Truro. It's a duet by Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton, God's Coloring Book. And this is from Charlie's 2006 CD and album, Pride and Joy, a gospel music collection. Dolly Parton actually wrote and recorded God's Coloring Book back in 1977. Charlie Pride was one of the biggest all-time selling country artists for RCA Victor Records. I think I'll make this three songs in a row, and number three will be Jimmy Payne from Arkansas. He was actually born in Arkansas and raised in Missouri. In 2003, he issued the CD When Mama Prayed, and this is the title track of 14 songs, a great gospel CD. Don Wayne and Jimmy Payne wrote When Mama Prayed, and Jimmy, along with his niece Betty, started singing in churches and over radio in southeastern Missouri. And it's Jimmy's first time appearing here on the gospel trail. So friends, here we go. It's three in a row, starting with I Don't Regret a Mile by Larry Sparks, God's Coloring Book by Charlie Pride and Dolly Parton, and finally, When Mama Prayed by Jimmy Payne.
I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've dreamed many dreams, seen them vanish at dawn. But enough dreams came true, Lord, that it keeps me dreaming on. I've prayed many prayers for the answer, waited long. You've answered enough prayers, Lord, that it keeps me praying on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I've had many friends, they've left me one by one. But enough friends were true, Lord, that it keeps me trusting on. I've gone many days in my heart without a song. You've blessed me so many times, Lord, that it keeps me singing on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled
before the Lord. I don't regret the times I've trusted in His Word. I've seen the years go by, many days without a song. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the
Today, as I was walking in the fields just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book.
I saw a golden ray of sunlight, silver drop of dew, a soft white floating cloud sailing across a sky of blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream.
And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I was viewing God's coloring book. The grayness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby's cheeks, the blackness in a stormy sky, the brown in fallen leaves, and the multicolored rainbow stretched across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face towards the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me, He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Yes, each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
Daddy was a big man, but not big on religion. He dreaded Sunday morning when church time came around, 'cause a suit and tie and white shirt weren't the kind of clothes he fit in, and us kids knew he dressed up to keep from letting Mama down. Mama wasn't very big, she could make the devil tremble when she prayed for Jesus to take hold of Daddy's ways. And through the years she taught us that faith could move a mountain, 'cause Daddy changed a little every time Mama prayed. Satan always knew the minute Mama woke up every morning. She got down on her knees before she started out each day. She stood up to life's troubles, standing on the rock of ages. Mama made the
devil tremble when she prayed. He couldn't stand the heat when Mama prayed. Daddy raised a lot of Cain before they started raising children. But Mama laid the law down when the first child came along. She said a home ain't no place for wild and reckless living. A family tree won't grow straight if the roots ain't good and strong. Mama seemed to revel in fighting with the devil. She never was afraid. She said her strength came from above. And all the devil's workers were no match for one small angel. They could never linger in a house filled up with love. Satan always knew the minute Mama woke up every morning. She got down on her knees before she started out each day. She stood up to life's troubles, standing on the rock of ages. Mama made the devil tremble when she prayed. He couldn't stand the heat when Mama prayed. He couldn't stand the heat when Mama prayed.
Jimmy Payne, When Mama Prayed. Great lyrics there. The old devil couldn't stand the heat when Mama prayed. And ain't that the truth? And Jimmy has performed all around the globe. He wrote My Eyes Can Only See As Far As You for Charley Pride. On his debut performance on the Grand Ole Opry in 2007, Jimmy received 3 encores. God's Coloring Book was by Charley Pride and Dolly Parton, and that was a request by my friend Kenny Niles from Truro. Kenny's a big Stompin' Tom fan, and he performs the songs of Stompin' Tom for many of his friends over Truro way. I Don't Regret a Mile by Larry Sparks was for Simone Lorette in Amherst. Bob McNett, lead guitarist for Hank Williams, died on June the 21st, 1994, at the age of 69 from cancer. He was one of the 4 original Nashville 1949 Drifting Cowboy band members. He toured with Hank for 2 years, and in 1977, the Drifting Cowboys reunited and toured the world. Bob came from Roaring Branch, Pennsylvania, and the Cowboys issued 4 vinyl albums, and from One More Time Around, issued in 1983, I Have the Narration, Somebody Gave Me This Day, written and performed by Bob McNett. Claude Button and Marlene Clark from Newfoundland will follow Bob with A Man Stands Tallest While Down on His Knees. This one was written by Franklin Kincaid and Michael T. Wall. Andy Stanley, a farmer from Michigan, also recorded A Man Stands Tallest. And friends, here's Bob McNett, who once played lead guitar for Hank Williams.
It had been 20 years since I'd walked up this dusty old road. Oh, I'd waited too long to come back to the place that had been in my thoughts and dreams so many times in the past. At first, everything seemed pretty much the same. There was the woods and the flowers and the songbirds and that big tree there where I once carved my name. But then there was the pasture where the cows used to graze, and as I looked down across the field, it just seemed that Dad had to be there, plowing, planting, working away. I wanted to follow him once more, barefoot, in the new plowed ground. But the field was grown up now, and the plow was left old and rusty and useless. And I thought, as I walked on, how much farther it seemed today than it did when I was a barefoot kid. Then I could run the whole way. And then there it was, the old farmhouse, so lonely and still. And as I walked in and looked around, I saw the old piano that Mom used to play. It was covered with dust and closed up now, as though it never wanted to play again since she left us so long ago. And then a feeling of sadness and loneliness came to me like I'd never known before. And I sat down in the old armchair and I wondered why I'd wanted to come back. It wasn't like I thought it would be anymore. Then suddenly the desire to sleep was upon me and I could feel myself just kind of drifting away. Then I would have sworn I could hear the piano play, only the way Mom could play. And as if drawn to the window, I looked out and Dad was plowing the field just above the house. And I followed him in my bare feet, the smell of the fresh earth in my face. And then, with a start, I opened my eyes and there was the piano. And it was open, as though it had just been played. And then I saw the field and the new plowed ground. And in the furrow, the small footprints of a barefoot boy. And then there was the plow. The plowshares like mirrors. There was no rust on it now. And over there on the bank of the creek, there's my old dog. And he's looking at me. Here, Shawnee. Come on, boy. That's strange. He's running away. Oh, well, that couldn't be him anyway. Well, the sun's going down. It's time for me to go. About the piano and this field getting plowed? I don't know. But there's one thing I know. I found what I came for. The sadness and the loneliness, it's all gone away. Somebody or something just gave me this day.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. and the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
No matter who you are or what you ought to be, whatever your aim in life, you control your destiny. You cannot please the world and walk with dignity, for a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees. There's nothing more demeaning than frills of life I've found, walking with the in crowd only let my honor down. Then I found a Savior, his love has set me free. A man stands tallest when he's down on his knees. Yes, a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees, to thank God for his mercy and the blessings you receive. No matter what they say or who you try to please, a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees. When you walk the road alone and your life is filled with sin, searching for the answer and you can't see the end, kneel on your knees and pray, have faith and believe, for a man stands the tallest when he's down on his knees. Yes, a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees, to thank God for his mercy and the blessings you receive. No matter what they say or who you try to please, a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees. Yes, a man stands tallest when he's down on his knees.
Claude Button and Marlene Clark from Newfoundland with A Man Stands Tallest While Down on His Knees. That's from their recent CD, Subtle Messages. Michael T. Wall had a hand in writing that one. And you heard Bob McNett, a Hank Williams Drifting Cowboy Band member, with Somebody Gave Me This Day. And of course, we know it was God who gave him that day. Again, one of those songs that take us back to those wonderful days of our childhood. It always gets my mind in the active mode. Friends, a group from the past is next. Call Waiting were from the Dorchester, New Brunswick area, and for a period of 8 years, my wife Myrna and I had a prison ministry at the Westmoreland and Spring Hill prisons. That was in the late 1990s into the 2000s. A wonderful pastor, Steve Willis, was the chaplain, and Steve introduced Myrna and I to Call Waiting. Members were Wayne Chapman on lead and rhythm guitars, Rene Pino on fiddle, banjo, guitar, and lead vocals, Wally Scovel on mandolin and guitar, and Colin Wellner on bass. Wally passed back on January the 12th, 2018, at 74. Call Waiting performed over a wide range of Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, at churches and prisons. In 2006, Call Waiting were recipients of the Mercy Award through the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame in Fredericton, and through the ministry of Pastor Steve Willis, many of the Westmoreland inmates received Jesus Christ, and their lives were forever changed. Pastor Steve Willis and his wife Patsy are now living in Bonshaw, Prince Edward Island, and they can use your prayers as they're experiencing some health issues. I'm really pleased to have a few recordings by Call Waiting, and here they are for the first time on the Gospel Trail with Can the World See Jesus in You?
Can the world see Jesus in you? Are you walking in the footsteps of the one that you call Lord? Are you living each day by His holy word? Surrender completely. Are you true and true? Can the world see Jesus? See Jesus in you? Can the world see Jesus in you? Can they see His love in the things that you do? Are you living the life? Are you faithful and true? Can the world see Jesus in you? If your neighbor has a burden, would you carry the load? Would you help some poor stranger as he travels life's road? Will you reach out to someone just to see what you can do? Can the world see Jesus in you? Can the world see Jesus in you? Can they see His love in the things that you do? Are you living the life? Are you faithful and true? Can the world see Jesus? See Jesus in you? Can the world see Jesus in you?
Call Waiting, a group from the Dorchester, New Brunswick area that in just a few years past devoted their music to the ministry of helping others. This was their first time on the gospel trail, and it's also the first time for our closing artist, Julie Johnston, from the Ottawa Valley area. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the gospel trail today. Julie Johnston's gospel CD is called He's Still Working on Me, and Julie is a traditional country artist, and she wrote several of the songs on the album. She will close with Wings of Love, written by Rick Davis. And friends, remember, if you're walking with Jesus, your pathway is always a little bit clearer and a little bit brighter. Here's Julie Johnston from the Ottawa Valley area with Wings of Love, another artist and song you're hearing for the very first time.
The Bible tells of a man named John. He was God's true and chosen one. When he baptized Jesus, there was a sign from above. When the Spirit came down on the wings of love, wings of love, carry me home to the mansions bright on a shining throne. Someday soon,
someday,
by the clouds above, I'll be carried away on the wings of love. But someday soon, when the clouds part above, I'll be careful.
love. By the clouds above, I'll be carried away on the wings of love. Someday soon, by the clouds above, I'll be carried away on the wings of
love. Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.